1. Asexual reproduction. Asexual or vegetative reproduction occurs by mitosis and produces genetically identical copies of the parents. In animals, this can occur by gemmation or budding, fission or division, fragmentation. The advantages of sexual reproduction are represented by the fact that a large number of new individuals can be produced in a very short period of time. The main disadvantage is the fact that individuals are genetically uniform. A particular type of reproduction is parthenogenesis, in which an individual develops from a fertilized egg. 2. Sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction is the generation of offspring by means of fertilization, that is, union of gametes. The female gamete, the egg cell, is typically larger than the male gamete, the spermatozoon. With regard to the female body, fertilization can take place externally or internally. Sexual reproduction increases the genetic variability of populations. In oviparous animals, development of the embryo takes place outside the mother's body, for example in eggs. In ovovivipary animals, development takes place internally, but without exchange of substances from the mother's body. In viparous animals, development occurs within the body of the mother and with the exchange of substances. 3. The male reproductive system. The male reproductive system consists of the testicles that produce sperm and the penis, the organ that's inserted into the body of the female and that deposits the spermatozoa near the female gamete. The fluid that contains the spermatozoa and nutrient substances is called sperm and is emitted at the time of ejaculation. 4. The female reproductive system. The female reproductive system consists of the vulva, that is the external genitalia, clitoris and labia of the vagina, which receives the penis during copulation, the uterus, in which the embryo develops, and the ovaries that produce the egg cell. The mammary glands are considered part of the female reproductive apparatus. They are sweat glands modified so as to be able to produce milk, an emulsion containing water, sugar, fat, protein, vitamins, and mineral salts. 5. The ovarian and menstrual cycles. The ovarian cycle and the menstrual cycle last about a month and include the processes that occur in the ovaries and lead to the production of an egg cell and the changes in the uterus that make it able to receive the fertilized egg. Both these cycles are under the control of hormones secreted by the hypothalamus, by the interior lobe of the hypophysis or pituitary gland, and by the ovaries. The development of the egg cell takes place within the ovarian follicles and culminates with ovulation, during which the oocyte is released into the oviduct. 6. Fertilization and embryo development. At the time of fertilization, the nuclei of the spermatozoa and the egg fuse, giving rise to the zygote. The zygote goes through several phases leading to the development of the embryo. The first is segmentation, through which the morula is formed, and later the blastocyst. The morula and blastocyst are made of stem cells. Then follows the phase known as gastrulation. The end of gastrulation is possible to recognize three embryonic layers that give rise to the different organs of the individual. 7. Gene regulation and embryogenesis. The development of the embryo takes place through a proliferation of cells, through differentiation of the cells, and through morphogenesis, that is, the organization of cells into organs and systems. These processes are controlled by development genes that function through signal proteins. The process of cellular differentiation occurs through the activation or deactivation of different genes in cells with diverse shape and functions. The process of embryonic development also requires that certain groups of cells experience the phenomenon of programmed cell death, called apoptosis. 8. Pregnancy and childbirth. Gestation is the period in which a new human being develops inside the mother's body. For Homo sapiens, pregnancy lasts about 9 months and ends with the birth, that is, the exit of the newborn from the mother's body. Starting from the 9th week of gestation, the embryo is called the fetus. The fetus in the mother's body is surrounded by 4 extra-embryonic membranes and receives nourishment and necessary substances from the mother through the placenta. 9. Reproduction in plants. Plants reproduce through asexual reproduction, or vegetative reproduction, or through sexual reproduction. The life cycle of plants provides for an alternation of generations, in which a sporophyte, diploid, is followed by a gametophyte, haploid. Angiosperms possess a flower, which represents its specialized organ for reproduction. 10. Fruit and seed germination. The seed is derived from the fertilized egg cell and represents the heterotrophic phase of the life cycle of a plant. It provides nourishment to the sapling until it's able to perform photosynthesis. The seed contains an embryo, the endosperm, with nutritive functions and the protective seed coat. The seed is contained within the fruit, a structure that's derived from the growth of the flower. The function of the fruit is to facilitate the dissemination and germination of the seed.